Boogie.
Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
Today we're talking about swapping clothes. That time you had to borrow clothes from someone. What happened? Why did you have to borrow someone's clothes? It's a great story today about this young lad who was graduating from high school in America. Turned up in jeans. You're not allowed to wear jeans. He wasn't going to be allowed to graduate. So he left, was walking down the road and swapped trousers with a stranger, who this old guy that was wearing proper trousers, and borrowed them for half an hour, went back in so that he could graduate from high school. Great story. But what happened to you? Why did you have to swap clothes with someone? Kaylee is on the phone. What happened to you, Kaylee?
I was at Cramond Beach with my then-boyfriend. We were messing around at the sand.
Oh, hi, what were you doing? Just building castles and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And then I tripped over and fell in the water.
Oh, no.
My trousers were soaking.
But well, you still had them on then?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had to ask this woman for her trousers.
And did she give you them?
Yeah. Well, she had a spare pair of trousers.
Who carries a spare pair of trousers down the beach?
Blimey.
You got lucky in more ways than one that night, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See ya. Right, Duncan in Leith. When did you have to swap clothes with someone, Duncan?
Well, it was a couple of years ago at uni. We had a Halloween night out, and I think I was dressed up as a zombie, so my T-shirt was a bit wrecked, and I stayed over at a mate's house, and in the morning I asked them if I could borrow a T-shirt, and at the time I lived with two other guys, and he said, right, here's my T-shirt, but don't let anyone else wear it. So I took it with a wee bit tongue-in-cheek, and I handed it back 2 weeks later with a memory stick of over 300 people wearing the T-shirt.
That's brilliant!
There was a couple of dogs in it as well, and I took it a bit far.
That's the best story ever. So you borrowed this T-shirt, and it was obviously one of his good ones. Mm-hmm. So, right, you can have it, but don't let anybody else wear it, so you give it to everybody.
At the time I worked in a pub and things, so any punters that came in, I said, you know, here's your pint, but would you do me a favour? And I just snapped loads of people wearing this random T-shirt.
That is genius.
I'm glad you know my mate, Duncan, but thanks for phoning in. Have a great day. Pauline from Dunfermline's on. You work in a nursery. What happened, Pauline?
Well, a little boy was very, very sick. He was sick right over me, right from the sort of top of my head down to... He missed my shoes, but that was it. So obviously I didn't have a change of clothes with me. So I had to go in the cupboard, the nursery toy cupboard, and strip down to absolutely nothing because everything was saturated. So on the back of the door, I found an old purple fleece, a zippy fleece, and a yellow granny cardigan, you know, the ones that button down the front.
Yes.
So I had to put on the purple fleece as a skirt, zip it up and tie it around my waist, lovely, with ankle socks and trainers. And then the yellow cardigan I put on, but I had three buttons missing halfway down.
Oh, no.
And obviously I had no underwear on at this point.
Oh, no.
So I had to kind of hold the cardigan together.
Yeah.
And go home and get changed.
So how did you get home? Did you have to take the bus?
No, I drove home with my nice clothes in a bag tied up.
So you had to drive home?
Yeah.
Whilst holding your cardigan closed?
Yes.
Do you drive an automatic car?
No, I don't. No, it was a strange one.
How did you change gear?
Oh, I just had to let it hang loose.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, dearie.
That must have given everybody else in the queue at the traffic lights something to look at, eh?
Absolutely. Luckily, I don't live that far away, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh, good story. Thanks, Pauline. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.